I've travelled all me life to places most will never know, and been a 100 different roads and seen all they could show. But this here's yet the strangest road down which I'll ever go, and I don't have a clue where it might lead. It took a load of courage for a man who's not so strong to recognise the ways I've lived my life, till now, are wrong. 'Cause when I saw in retrospect the roads I walked along, I realised those paths were picked by greed. I don't know where I'm going, I just know I have to get. For every place I've been sure hasn't been the right one yet. Don't ask of me what path I'll take or course that I might set. I don't know where I'll be once I am gone. It sounds a little crazy, but I know I'll be okay, 'cause now the universe is going to mark for me the way that leads from here to some place where my conscience lets me stay. I trust her choice of roads to walk upon. It isn't that I'm stupid if you look at what man's done. We've been here such a little while beneath this ancient sun, yet screwed up every blessed thing that nature had begun, while she just quietly watched and understood. She knew we'd soon be come and gone with hardly any trace, and once we'd left, she'd just repair our damage to this place and carry on regardless like she never saw our face, while everything unfolds the way it should. To her, we're nothing more than Krakatoa at full blast. We come on like a steam train and destroy the living past and change this world we live in with our ego, blind and vast, and think we are the masters of our realm. Well, that's not how I see it. 'Cause I know now that's not true. We're nothing but a parasite with nothing else to do but try to suck out resources this planet can't renew. But the universe, not us, is at the helm. She's steering us so straight and true upon some leeward shore, with wind and tide now gathering like never once before, to break us on the rocks of nature's unforgiving law. Don't ever take out more than you can give. She's seen all we've been taking, and I guess has had her fill, and any day we're going to feel the sharp edge of her will. And don't forget, she wrote the book on what and why to kill, and when it's best for something not to live. I could have stayed to spend my life like any other man, just taking and not giving, because he reckons that he can, but now I've seen that has no place in nature's master plan. I want her now to guide my errant way. And it's not only me that's seen our futures not secure. There's thousands more across the earth that knows we can't endure. Unless we change our attitude, we're history for sure, and mankind will have surely had his day. And just like every other thing, we screwed that up as well. We've contributed nothing good, as far as I can tell, yet taken all we wanted, and so made of Eden hell, destroying all we did or didn't need. So I'm not being crazy as I leave my past behind to trust the universe to show what future I might find. I'd rather follow hers than any plan of humankind to seek a life of balance, not of greed. So here I bid my fond farewells to those of you that stay. It's been a real pleasure, but I'd best be on my way. I hope to see you someplace on some other happy day when you decide to reconcile your fate. I'm off to let the universe show what she has in store, and teach me how to take much less while giving so much more. That is, if she'll accept me after all I've done before. I hope I haven't found this road too late.